Bolt slugs go in, and now it's fucking it clogged the fucking
clogged
thing.
More. What a greedy suck. Greedy, greedy toilet.
The fucking log, I couldn't
you
believe.
You must have pissed yourself off.
I was overwhelmed. I mean, the thing had to have been about as long as a little longer than the scissors.
Half a turd, a whole turd.
This is the whole turd. I mean,
okay.
Like a little bit bigger, you
yeah,
know?
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know, in a girth, a little thicker than this. Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's pushing it through, right? And then we fucking give it to Ginsu.
We or you? Yeah.
Well, me and we're both in there. We're like, now it's a big fucking project. We're in the fucking toilets like fucking...
Science project.
Yeah, a science project. Trying to get your fucking shit down the toilet fucking hole. Chopped the fucking thing in half. And you could feel it was...
Solid.
Well, because we were on Suboxone. And I said, see, that's a Suboxone. And we cut it and shit. And I'm like, wow.
Oh.
Like, what the fuck? And, you know, we had to kind of like get to the edge to give it a little elbow grease to really break the fucker. It was almost like cement. I says, kid, how long was this thing in there for? He says, I don't know. So, and then that's when we flushed it. And then the fucking thing stuck to the... Oh, it looked like the back of a muffler. You know what I mean? You got like dual mufflers, you know, so they're protruding out of the water. The water's sucking through in between, and then all of a sudden you got just two logs of shit still stuck in the hole. And oh my god! Until finally, I think it was either we took the brush and held one. And
hold
let one
back,
go.
Yeah.
Yeah, held one back.
Don't swallow.
Don't everybody go all at once.
There's enough for everybody. Relax.
Jesus Christ. And he would shit like that. It was normal
a
for
lot.
Him.
It was normal?
Normal to him to shit with big fat logs.
You must have an asshole you could play golf in.
Probably. I mean, because them fucking, I mean, they holy fuck.
It's one thing if it's soft, but if solid like that coming out your ass, does the asshole close back up again? Wow. Unless you're walking around with a fucking...
He probably had a little bit of an air conditioner going on. Yeah.
An old
a little soffit vent in his ass.
A soffit vent. They kill me.
And the wind blows by, his ass cheeks rattle.
Oh my fucking word.
Yeah, so
I amazed myself at some of the things that come out of me. I'm like, how does it even happen?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How does it even happen? And then sometimes you think, oh, that wasn't bad at all, and you get up and
what?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Especially, and that's when you come out of the toilet and you just feel the emptiness in your stomach and you're like, holy fuck, you're out of breath.
I feel pretty goddamn light now.
Sure. All that grease.
And I went yesterday.
Did you? Good.
Not like this, but I went.
Yeah.
No surprise I was only in there for the short time just now.
Yeah, that was quick.
For me, goddamn skip.
That was, because that's what reminded me of Chris. I said, Jesus Christ, she fucking...
I'm not...
Fast.
Not quick at all. Ever. Hardly ever.
Because I asked, I says, what happened? You just go in and shit? He goes, yeah, just go in and just do my business. And
I've actually put in preparation H up there too. I don't want hemorrhoids. And
yeah.
If I strain at all, I don't want to take a chance of getting hemorrhoids because they fucking can hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, put the glove, put the preparation H and just, you know, lube it inside and out. And it does help.
I know,
when it's coming out. I don't mean to be gross and graphic, but it
maybe
helps.
You can throw someone in a little bag for me so I can wrap someone, throw some on my ass.
It's, I don't know if I can get it. It's like a tube of Vaseline. Actually, I have some Vaseline.
No, I'm not putting Vaseline
on top
of
the Vaseline. You can.
What do you mean?
Squeeze some of the preparation on top of the Vaseline.
Yeah.
So when you go to put it in your ass, even if you get a little Vaseline in there, it's not going to hurt.
Petroleum jelly in your ass?
Absolutely.
It don't bother you?
Not at all.
I would think petroleum, but, you know, anything...
You're not into faggery at all.
No.
What do you think most gays do?
They use Vaseline?
Vaseline.
I thought it would be like KY jelly.
Women use it in the front. Women use it in the back. Men use it in the back.
When you see petroleum, I just think of fucking gasoline.
Actually, it comes from pretty much bottom of a gasoline
thing. Yeah, it's the fucking byproduct of
whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah. Well, that's why I fucking was a little skeevioso about it. But what are those kiwis?
Where?
Right there in the bowl. Right here.
Potatoes.
Oh. What are you making?
I fry them up. Now that they're all cooked, I just throw them in the pan and fry them up. You want to take a few home? They're cooked.
No.
I throw some onion, a little bit of seasoning.
A little onion!
Fry them up quick, and they are good. And
a little fucking onion!
All you gotta do is brown them. They're awesome.
Brown them, onion!
Dropping a few of them. Stuff a few of them up your asshole.
Now, like, when I'm on Suboxone, these are the shits. These are what you get, little fucking nuggets. Little turds. And they're about as hot as these fucking potatoes. You don't get like that with
opiate? Yeah, sometimes I do. Doesn't she? She can't get that anymore.
Suboxone? No. She'd have to go back into
a detox thing.
Yeah, you'd have to get back on some type of fucking program. Go into the program, do the inpatient. I could call it ILP, intensive outpatient.
Well, she can do it up here.
She can. She could if she wanted to.
If she wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is that if it,
Pain Solutions, I think, does it.
Yep.
But, I've asked my own primary care. Yep. I says, I see your signs in here with Suboxone. She says, if you ever want to, she's just, we'll talk. I just let it go.
Well, the reason why she's saying that is because it helps people get off of opiates. You're taking an opiate.
What's going to help them get off the Suboxone?
Well, that's the tasty tidbit that the state never tells you about. Yeah, how are you going to get off the hydrocodone? Do you know what I mean? I mean, they're not taking you off the hydrocodone. They would just
wean you.
You've been on these for years. They're never going to wean you off them because they know you need them. So, if you were to take the Suboxone, or you wouldn't want to switch from the Suboxone, and I don't know. I don't think you would want to do that.
I've thought about it too much. No. But I like the ones that you get, and I don't know if I can. I don't know if I want a chance taking the risk and asking.
What, the Adderall?
With my history and blood and clotting and all and everything that I've been on, I don't.
Well, I think that's
take a chance either.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. But in your case, what you could probably use is is a thing that they have them in the store. It's called Kratom. And it's like a plant that they get from like Indonesia or something, like Vietnam, you know, wherever, somewhere out there. And it's almost like almost gives you the same feeling as being on opiates, or if you want to, like, because I was, you know, I heard about it and people were ranting and raving about it. And I'm like, so what are you guys doing? Shooting the shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he goes, no.
Over the counter.
Yeah. So,
I don't see anything in it that's
going to. So I said, so what's going on with this? And, he says, what do you use for the, if you want, like, to stay focused and, you know, you want some energy? I said, something like Adderall.
Yeah.
What's the brand that would be like Adderall? And he goes, you want the white vein. I says, okay. So, me and Jen, we didn't have no Adderall, and she wanted one. And I says, I could use a Adderall myself. So I says, let's go get this Kratom shit. So we went down, we got a bag of Kratom. He goes, get the white vein. So we got the white vein. And, we didn't know how much to take. And they come in capsules. So I look it online, and I already took one. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to take one. They wanted you to take four. So I says, fuck it, let's take four, Jen. Me and her took four. We were fucking zooming. I was like, are you feeling it? And she goes, yeah. I says, I can't fucking believe it. Like, holy shit.
Was she doing housework and doing all of that?
We were just focused. Like, you were clear-headed. You were, you know, just normal. Like, if, like, you know, when you were a kid, you know, you had interest, you were awake, and
she liked it and you liked it.
Yeah. So when I used them and I says, oh shit, I says, damn, this is fucking, I can't believe it actually fucking works.
So in a pinch, it got you through.
We even use it to this day, because they have ones for pain, you know. And I says, "What's ones for the pain?" He goes, "It's a red vein called Magna D." And I says, "All right." So I says, "Let me get the Magna D." And I took four of those, and fucking by the time of nighttime I was coming, I was like, "Oh, this is fucking cool." So I says, "Well, let me try Klonopin and a couple of these."
And you like?
Yeah. Yeah, I buy them. It's fucking, they work.
Where do you go?
Corner store, fucking smoking Bali. They got it all over the fucking, it's right there, right when you walk in, the first display case, that's the shit.
Oh, they have to get it for you.
What do you mean? Yeah, well, it's behind the fucking thing.
The glass with the key on it, yeah. I see. Expensive?
You know, a little bit. You know, you get 50 capsules for $7. It's pretty much like aspirin, you know. So you're paying, what, 20 cents a pill, if that.
Not bad.
No.
Especially if it works.
Yeah, well, that's, because one time, what was it? We were, one time when, it was just recently, this broad wasn't around. And we were fucking dying. And I says, fuck, I says, I think I still had some Suboxone. I was telling you how I had one Suboxone. I had two and they were over Seuss. So I grabbed those. Mm-hmm. I gave her one. We did that. And I says, we should go and get some of that fucking red Magna D and shit. And we did. And that helped us fucking at least get away from the sweats a little bit and shit like that. Yeah. So,
Didn't have any leg cramps or anything? No heebie-jeebies?
No. Well, I mean, we were on the latter stage of the detox. So, we, you know, it was just really like having energy and being able to go to sleep.
And
it got
you through.
And it got us through, yeah. 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 Now, mind you, the majority of the detox was already
done.
Exercised, yeah. So this was just, you know, kind of rejuvenation of, like, you know, being able to maybe eat something or, you know, feel
better.
Somewhat better. Yes, exactly. So now I, you know, if I ever need a pep in my step and I don't have any Adderall, I just go get the white vein.
Well, this is something to remember.
Yeah, try it one time. What I'll do is, I mean, because I buy them often.
You never told me about those.
I've told you. You just don't remember.
That's getting old.
Getting old.
No, Erica, you just don't remember. Now, Erica remembers and knows a lot more than Erica's given credit for.
Erica, it's fucking hot in here.
You.
I know. So, yeah, so one time, if you want, well, next time we go up to,
Smoking Bali,
I'll buy them, because I buy them for myself, but more frequent than ever. So because I find I get a boost out of them, and I try to tell Jen, I says, yeah, take a few of these a couple of days so we can save some of the Adderalls and yada yada yada, because you know, she eats them like fucking Skittles.
Well, so. She's gonna know that you got Adderall here, right?
No, she don't.
She doesn't.
No.
I thought you were putting them away so when she runs out.
All right, okay, see, now you just asked the most stupidest fucked up question. Because you said, okay, do you have, of course I have Adderalls here.
Yeah.
So when I get a new prescription, I tell her, instead of running through them, take a couple fucking Kratoms to save some of the fucking Adderall. And I pocket some Adderall.
I misunderstood. I thought you were saving because you didn't want them around because she's going to eat them all.
Well, I have to stick them up my ass, yeah. So but I can't hide the whole prescription. Then she's going to say, where's the fucking whole prescription? You know, oh, I ate the whole prescription in one day. You know, so every few days I'll take one or two, pocket them. You know what I mean? She's not keeping account. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, so that's what we,
That's what we've been doing. That's.
I am glad that she liked them, those little package, that package that I gave her.
She did. She did. She looked at the bronze. She goes, "It's a little dark." I says, "Well, fucking use them when you get in the summertime," and she will. And
play with it.
I don't know some other stuff that you. I don't know, things that come out of fucking things. She's been using those since she got them. The powder, whatever, foundation. Yeah. That one's a little darker. She's a little, so in this, I says, so in the summertime, she'll use that because she gets tanned, of course. And where she's like Italian and Irish, some days she's pale and some days she's olive skin. It's weird. It all depends on, like, you know,
which way the sun hits her.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Kara's one. She's all Italian, so she just always stays. She will get color, but she just always looks that olive complexion.
Yeah, yep. So, yeah. So she liked them. She wears lipstick, but she doesn't wear it often.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that because I don't know. And I don't remember seeing her. I said, well, I'll throw a couple of these in. I don't know if she's going to like them. If she don't like them, she could toss them.
Yeah, and she'll wear them like when she does TikToks and things like that. So, you know, I told her, I says, listen, this whole TikTok thing, I says, you're going to have to show some of your belly or, you know, put some lipstick on. I says, if you want to get some kind of, I says, there's nothing but horn dogs on there. So if you're going to need, to show a little.
Jazz it up.
Show a little. Yeah, you're going to have to jazz, exactly. So
I jazzed it up the other night, and I'm not going to go into great detail.
Did you? Good for you.
I felt good because I looked in the mirror when I was all done. I went,
God damn.
Fucking rocked it.
Really? Good for you.
And to see his expression when he walked through that door and saw me.
Yeah. Pants went right down.
Fucking well worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to keep staring and holding me and looking at me.
Oh,
I was loving it.
Yeah,
Loving it.
Oh, that's awesome, Erica. What boots did you wear? The sheet shredders?
I wore those stiletto heels.
Yeah.
Can't walk in them. I looked a good standing there, and then I had the thigh-high stockings on.
Yeah.
The black stockings.
Okay.
That stay up by themselves.
Oh, wow, okay.
And the rest of it, and I rocked it, and I'm so fucking proud of how I come out. He's still happy.
Well, it's all, you know, and that's good because you let him know. You say, hey, listen, fuck knows. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you ain't the first and you ain't the last. You know what I'm saying? You can see how I can clear. No, I know, but it just gives him food for thought. Like, you know, I might be in a row most of the time, but if I want to clean up, I'll kick the fucking tires and light the fires.
The other night.
Yeah, he must have been like, holy shit.
It just reminded me that I never really walked in stilettos. I always wore high heels.
Yeah.
High heels.
Like a wedge or something?
No, high. A regular high heel.
Yep, okay.
Not a pump. Just a fucking high heel.
Yep.
These are stilettos, and I couldn't walk in them. I couldn't because I thought I was going to fall over. I said, I'm not drunk, Charlie. I just can't walk in these.
Right.
I haven't had enough time standing. He says, I gotcha. Yeah, you did. And fucking shoes are hot. And not for nothing. Tom put them on, right? And he walked like he was made for them.
Of course. Gays can do that. There you go.
Oh, I used to walk in high... I worked in high heels.
I don't know how people... You know, broads did do that. I'll show you how the girls dance in some of the stilettos. They call them stiletto queens. And the way they're fucking doing this and doing that with the stilettos... sexy women, but you gotta get. I just love the choreography, and then to be in the heels, it's like I'm like that has got to be the most fucking talented thing to do for them to.
You really have to get up your muscles.
Yeah, well that's yeah.
Well, I can't do it anyway because I have bad ankles and I've had operations on both knees, so yeah. I'm pretty much fucked.
Yeah, right, Andrew.
I don't think you're gonna.
Hi, buddy.
Oh.
I got your little sign. I got your little old slim jim. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a boy. How you doing? Yeah. Okay. You go back to sleep and have a nice nap. Yeah, he's on the bed just kicking it.
He's a good boy. My lamb. more than we have been able.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Oh, man, I felt so good. I've taken a picture.
Yeah, now that you're saying it, I wish I heard a picture, too. Shit, or seen a picture. Just to,
That, I can do it again. Not right away. I don't want to get him used to it. But I do have another outfit. And, he's looking forward to it. But I did tell him, I says, I can't do this all the time, Charlie, because I want to keep it new.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I get it. So no phone call yet from
nothing from Val yet, no.
Yeah, I think what time is it? 12? Yeah, if they ain't calling now, then she's probably gonna stay there one more night.
I would hope.
Well, here's the deal. This at this point, it gets tricky for the hospital. They let her out and something happens, then they're on the hook, because I'll go after her my fucking self.
You don't have a word. You wouldn't have a leg to stand on.
Why?
Because you're not her caretaker.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, you know, maybe that's what she should do. She should come out and then go to Medicare, ask for a fucking a PCA, and I'll become a PCA part-time. You know what I mean?
I don't know if you can do that. What the fuck have you got there? Weed. Oh, weed.
What do you want, an Adderall?
I'll take it if you're offering.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna hear me say no.
Oh, I know that.
Well, then don't offer if you don't want to.
I was just fucking with you, Erica. Shut up.
Wayne, you know better.
Why are you acting like a bitch today?
You don't fuck around when it comes to drugs.
Drugs. Don't fuck around with me and drugs.
If anybody should know that, it should be you.
I know, Erica.
And me.
Yeah. See, I took some and I had to put some in a tinfoil so I know she, you know what I mean?
No.
Well, like I said, I skim a little bit off the fucking off the prescription, so she can't fucking she can't take them. Yeah.
Gracias. I can't do this now because I got a thing in me.
What? You can still take it on top of that.
With the Vike?
Yeah, they won't bother each other at all. If anything, it'll fucking enhance it. Oh yeah. What are you doing?
Really?
Yeah. If you don't take that. I'll give you a half. Yeah, keep that. Hold on. Don't eat that. Just eat a half because it's midway through the day. So, yeah, half will be fine.
So, I can do this.
So, yeah, here's 10 milligrams. You can eat that. It's not going to get you sick.
I'm going to do this tomorrow when I got nothing in me.
Yeah, do a whole one. But I'm saying you can take them. You can take it with the Adderall. I mean, with the the Vicodin, yeah. They're not gonna hurt each other. You're not gonna get hurt or sick. I mean, that's the combo. That's the combo.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. That's when I was like, I said, oh, she's probably, you know. Yeah, I didn't know you thought like that. Yeah, no, they're fine. You'd be fine. All that's right. Why I said, well, you know, that's why I just gave you the half because that'll get you through till 8 or something. So you'll fall asleep.
And I'll be going to bed tonight. So
yeah.
Alone.
Can you sleep with those? Yeah.
Not if I took it late, no.
No, right, yeah.
But it gave me the energy, and it did help me get shit done.
Yep. Oh, well, that's why I wish they could give them to you, because,
Help me get shit done.
It would help you get, yeah, because now it's like, okay, she's, because I was saying, now she's got the pain, you know, taken away by the Vicodin. Now, if she just had an Adderall, it would make her forget a little bit. And she'd still be able to get things done until probably, you know, you'd get good four or five good hours out of yourself. And then you're like, you're done. But hey, by that time, you're done by the day.
I want the end of the day to come because I want to be able to go to bed.
Right, exactly. And that's,
that really doesn't, they don't prescribe that for pain though, do they?
What, Adderall? No.
Because it really doesn't do anything for the pain.
No, but in retrospect of that, you know, if you're focused on something, you know, if you were, you know, doing an exam for college, yeah, you're going to be focused on something else.
I was doing fucking dishes. I stayed on until they were done.
Yeah.
Instead of looking at it now, I just put a rack away and I still got a sink full.
Yeah. And that's the same thing that I wish I could do to Sue because I know she needs these. If she had these, she'd be fine.
Oh, my God. She'd be
fine.
Right.
She'd be fine. And that's why, like, I can't, you know, that's the thing that, you know, when I first came up, you know, I'd say to you guys, hey, yeah, this is what I do. I do this. Oh, that's a lot of drugs or this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, but looking at her and looking at you, I was like, you know, I was like, I says, because I tell her, Jen, I says, all I really need is like a fucking Vicodin. But I says, the doctor's not going to fucking give them, you know, give them Vicodins unless they ask the right way, you know. But that's what Sue needs.
Suzanne wouldn't know even how to approach a doctor for that.
No. No, well, that's why I would just give them to her. I would just give them to her off my prescription. But, you know, I'm not going to
because then, you know, I'm liking him, then she's going to like him.
And then it takes away from me.
And then it takes away from you, and then Jen likes him. So, you know.
Yeah, but the thing is that me,
you're feeding
like
the family.
Yeah, but see, the thing is I don't need, I don't even take a whole one. Like, I that would.
And a half if I help you.
I take a quarter. So that half, I break that half into half. And sometimes, the most I do is a half. That's it. And I don't do them every day because it fucks with my shit. It makes me
My God, Lane.
Constipated. What?
I mean, and you're focused and you're really good on half.
On a half, yeah. If I was on a whole, I'd be a little too zoomy. You know what I mean? I'd be a little too.
Yeah, I do a whole one like.
Well, I mean, you know, you gotta understand, you know, metabolism,
different people,
age,
different
all that
strokes,
stuff.
Different, yes.
Yeah. So, you know.
And that was my first drug I ever did was speed, and yeah. I loved it.
Well, everybody would love it because it's like oxygen for your fucking brain. You know what I mean? I mean, that's why they were the highest fucking prescribed fucking medication.
At one time, they're called Black Beauties.
Yeah.
When it was the real Black Beauty,
yeah.
And that was my first drug I ever did. And yeah. I didn't know there was ever such a thing that was that good. I was like, you know, that you're talking top of the line of drugs for fucking speed.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yep, yeah. Nice. Where were you getting those, Lawrence?
Well, no, a fucking neighbor of mine that
yeah,
I went
yeah.
to school with and we hated each other.
Where?
Malden.
Oh, wow. Oh, Jesus.
Then when we ended up being friends
yeah.
years and years and years later.
Yeah.
Now I'm married. I got a kid and I was living in Revere.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There was one day, you know, we're talking. He finally come over and he said, you want to try one of these? And I didn't know anything about it.
What's that you got?
Well, I tried it 3 days.
High as a kite for 3 days, huh?
I was up for 3 days. I was coming down on the third day.
Yeah.
That house, you could have fucking
yeah.
drank out of my toilets, put your fucking, your supper on the floor and eaten off of it. My kid was immaculate, well taken care of. My laundry was, everything was caught up. I was in another world.
Yeah.
And loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, and that's why I like them, because they just make you feel sharper. You know, your mind's just...
Very much so.
You can come back with any rebuttal. You know, you can really...
I was having company.
Think on the fly.
The next night. The day that I took it, the next day I was having company.
Fuck like a jackrabbit, right?
Well, I wasn't fucking.
Oh.
I didn't have any interest in fucking.
Okay.
But I was having company. Richie and his wife.
Yeah.
And baby, they came over. So, no, I got a kid. Alan's there. Just a... And what a dinner. What a beautiful dinner I put out, and what a great time we had.
Now, do you remember if you was eating or not on that?
I did eat, but not like I would normally eat.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to eat. I mean,
yeah.
They all know me. I was an eater. I love to eat. I love food. I love to cook.
Yeah.
So I did, and I put out a hell of an Italian meal. I remember that. Patty wanted to feed my kid. Fine. You know, I don't care. So she's feeding the baby the pasta and all. And I'm up and downstairs doing laundry and talking, and we had a great time.
Patty, so who was there, Joey or Nicole?
Patty Leskovich.
Oh, all right.
And Fat Richie, and he was the vice president of the Trampers at the time. He's dead now. That poor prick.
How'd he die, you know?
I know, I'm not sure. Just, he had so much going on with him, so many operations.
Mm-hmm.
I think things
just started going
on him.
Yeah.
He had some brain damage from being...
Some fights.
Fights, accidents.
Oh, yeah, bicycle, yeah,
medications,
motorcycle, yeah.
Medications, you know, the operations, everything. He was in Mass General for I don't know how long.
Oh, no shit, huh?
And, well, me and him had a fling for quite a while. And Patty never knew it.
Ah, okay.
So I never let her know it.
Right. Well, what you don't know,
we're not speaking now anyway, so fuck her. Fuck Ellen. Fuck that crowd.
So is that, I think there's one other chick, one other lady you would talk to when I first moved
Dale?
Up. Not the one that passed away, your friend there.
Dolores.
Yeah, Gail. Is it Gail that she's still
talking? Dolores passed. Gail, I talked to just the other night.
Oh, okay, so you still talking to
her.
Find out.
Okay. She calls me and she says, I got some really bad news.
Gail,
what? It's got to do with John. That's her husband, and I love John.
Mullet?
No, he's fine. He's still up north.
Okay.
But her husband, John, and he's big shot in CMC, the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
But he's up there. He's got Parkinson's.
Jesus.
He's too nice of a guy.
Parkinson's and stuff. Yep.
Yep.
I'm sorry to hear that.
She loves him. They just love it. They've been together forever. They have left each other and always end up back with each other. And they do love each other. But I almost shit when I heard that. He's just a little man.
Has a Parkinson's.
He's as small as me.
Yeah.
And she's a big woman.
Right.
They just get together and they're fucking perfect. They need each other. Those are soulmates.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be without each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I get you, yeah.
I ever heard that.
Sorry to hear that, yeah. Jeez. Hey, did you talk to the people that used to live up here and they moved to Florida?
Tracy and Roland?
Yeah.
Yes.
You talked to them? That's cool.
Yep. I keep in touch with them. She keeps in touch with me. I also speak to JJ, Minnesota JJ. I used to work for her in Alton.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she used to be one of the bosses down there for a while, and then they were going to move back to Minnesota because... But anyway, me and her got tight when she was living up here.
Yeah.
We got really tight, and she's so opposite from me. Really, so opposite from me.
And you guys
she'll
still get
swear, up. But once in a blue moon, God, I don't think I've ever heard her say fuck. But we were like this, Wayne. I'm telling you,
tight, yeah.
Awesome, awesome friend.
That's cool.
And she has cancer. Remission, and it did come back.
Yeah.
Then come to find out, her husband also has it.
But they're still dealing with it?
They did sell the ranch. They sold it to her son.
Okay.
And the horses, he ended up selling, and he got into the cattle business.
Oh, wow.
So now on the ranch, it's all cattle.
He must be doing real good.
Her and her husband, Charlie.
Yeah.
They bought a smaller place.
Yeah.
They have some beautiful land. They have their space and their privacy. And now they just travel as much as they can. They have a big fucking camper.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They go to Alaska to see their daughter.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll take however the fuck they get there, I don't know, but they do.
Alaska, you can just, you can get to, you can take, to a certain point, I know you can drive up to it from Seattle to a certain point, right? And then I think you'd have to take a ferry to, like, get to, like, Anchorage or Juneau or something like that.
I think that's right, yeah. But he'll hunt. Charlie's an avid hunter. And they will not stay with Amber and her husband because her husband's an asshole. I've known him since he was still jerking off.
Oh, does he live out there too?
Yeah, he's in the service. He's in the Air Force. And he's a fucking piece of shit.
Oh, well, that explains it.
And the parents, JJ and Charlie, can't stand him. So they won't stay with Amber at the house.
Oh, okay.
Not for nothing, but I didn't remember his name off the top of my head. Brandon.
Yeah.
They don't like each other. Brandon and Amber's parents, they tolerate each other. They put up with each other.
Yeah.
But Charlie would think nothing twice about shooting him and just letting him bury him
fucking
someplace.
Die.
Hates him.
Really? Oh, shit. You know, now in Alaska, that's
take them far enough out where the wolves are.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's so much wildlife. You wouldn't last a fucking
grizzly
hour.
Bear? You got nothing left.
No. You're fucking...
Put that together.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, no shit. Yeah.
I don't know if he could live with it, but I sure do know wouldn't take much for him to shoot him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he could live with the thought of
killing somebody.
Killing somebody,
yeah. Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, shooting somebody is one thing versus taking a life. You know,
you gotta really loathe somebody badly Like, I know of somebody that I definitely could shoot without thinking twice, but I don't know if I could kill it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and that's this. Well, see, that's the thing. You don't know until you're forced. And it all depends on the situation. It's a survival mode. You'll probably
that's
be able to kill.
That's a different story.
You know, but for recreational purposes.
Recreational, I know I could put one in them without thinking twice.
Yeah.
I know I could.
Yeah, that's yeah, right, yeah.
You know, I'd aim
infinite knee, yep. Well, that's what I would do, too. I always said, you know, I'd just...
By anything, I'd hit him right in the fucking nads. You know, that's going to drop him. It's going to drop him.
In more ways than one.
You bet your ass it will. I don't have to kill it,
and
but I can maim it forever.
There's nothing you can fucking get up to get that thing, that soldier back working either.
Right, well, you fucking working it anymore anyway, so. It's always the first thing that pop. Could I do it? Yep, I know I could.
Yeah.
And I couldn't hesitate. I wouldn't hesitate thinking or doing it. But to kill somebody, and I used to say, yeah, I could kill it. No, I don't think I could. But I could live with myself real easy, knowing what I did.
Yeah, and you never know if you could kill them until that's up on you, you know, until you're on that situation, you know.
You know, if I got something, an animal or something coming at me, and I know I'm going to die, and it's me or him.
Yeah, it's
going to be. I hate to do it, but I got to stop them.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I do believe that he could shoot me. I really do believe that he could take a shot at me.
Yeah, but not kill you.
That I don't know about.
Yeah.
I don't know about. But I know if it push came to shove, and if I had the chance, if the situation was right where I'm going to have to use this pistol,
yeah,
I'd use it.
Okay. All right. I got you.
No hesitation.
Yeah.
But I just don't think I could live with killing a person. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'd aim low first.
Yep. Sure. See how it felt. Oh, that was pretty easy. I guess I could say him a little higher now.
Yeah.
Who was it? Alex Baldwin. He just got. He was on the set of a movie, and fucking.
I heard that.
Yeah, but you know what they just did? They just downgraded the charges. They got rid of the gun charge. So what he was gonna serve? What he was gonna serve for 5 years now can only serve max 18 months.
Was they gonna put him in a house arrest instead of putting
probably.
Just sit there with this fucking jug and be happy.
But what's funny is that one of the producers ratted to go on the prosecution side, and Baldwin's probably saying, sit and laugh and say, see, you stupid fuck, you wanted to snitch, you should have just kept your cards close to the vest, okay, because the prosecution has nothing, and they're just scaring you. And,
he's not right anyway. That whole family is fucked.
No, he's not right at all, no.
I think there's only one. Maybe it's the youngest one, I don't know. But I don't like any of them. I think they're all not right.
Well, they were doing a Western movie, and they were using blanks, and you're not supposed to have live rounds on the fucking set, and fucking he get, yeah, and so they're and he shoots the producer, and then he fucking kills the fucking, the cinematographer.
Wait a minute, he did kill someone?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember, I know he shot somebody, I didn't know somebody died.
And there's an interview with him and George Stephanopoulos, watch that. And he talks about the movie, and if it was, and that's how the prosecution brought charges, is because what he said to George, because he said, "Yeah, I took the gun out and I took the gun out." And he goes, "Did you ever point the gun at anybody?" He goes, "No." He goes, "Oh no, I would never do that." And so there was like this confliction of did he point it at him or he didn't point it at him? Oh, he said, "I didn't pull the trigger. That the gun went off on its own." So they send the fucking gun to fucking the FBI. The FBI says somebody had to pull the trigger. Because it was a fucking revolver.
Forensics.
Yeah, it's a revolver.
Pulled the fucking trigger.
Yeah.
He pulled the trigger.
Yeah. So.
I'd like to have a nice revolver.
I had a nice revolver. But anyway, he looks like he'll get off on that murder. Yep.
Well, he took it out. I mean, he had some shit going on with his daughter, Ireland. He put her through a bunch of shit on the phone.
Yeah, that was funny.
And what the fuck was he married to? Kim Basinger.
Yep. She's like a little
nutcase.
Pig right now.
She's a nutcase too.
Kim? Oh yeah, she's out of her twat. Yeah, she's not right.
I guess they all fucking meld together. They'll come all into one melting pot.
Bruce Willis is really getting bad with his dementia.
He's in a bad, bad way.
Yeah. Carter's about to die. Jimmy Carter,
I saw that.
Yep. He's just old. He's really holding on.
The oldest president.
Yep. They gave him...
Ex-president.
2 weeks.
Oh, said. Wow.
Yeah, so he was... He was in and out of the hospital, and I think, he had survived brain cancer, and, he gets out of the... They said, listen, we can do some more do this and do that. He goes, nah, just send me home with a fucking kid. I'd rather just go home at this point. I'm tired. I lived a life. He goes, there's no need for me to... And he sat right with it. He did a public...
interview?
Yeah, and he says, he goes, I lived an eventful life. He goes, I've met thousands of friends. He goes, I have no regrets. He goes, so, he goes, I'm going to go home and rest with my wife and
make
Georgia.
The best out of what's left.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it looked like Jimmy Carter had a nice heart about him. He left the presidency.
A lot of people didn't like him because he was a Southern boy and, Southern boy, stupid boy and whatever.
Well,
he was a lesser of more, a lot of the evils that have been in there since.
Well, that's true. Right. Right. And he, like you said, he's a Southern boy. And then after that, he did a lot of things for Habitat for Humanity,
I never get into what really any of them did. I just know that we've had, like, the one that's in there now should never have been put in there to begin with.
Oh, Joe?
Trump was fucked. He got royally fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like a lot of his tactics, a lot of his sneakiness.
Yeah.
A lot of what money can buy and what he's done with it.
Mm-hmm.
But compared to what's in there, he's not a president.
Oh, he's
all he is a fucking
body.
All he does is he's just volume for what they tell him to say.
Oh yeah, he's
all he is a volume button.
Yep, he's not making any decisions. It's people all around him that's making a decision for him. So did you see the train derailment? The big fucking chemical fucking disaster?
No, no.
Oh, my God, Erica, Jesus.
Where and when?
So...
I don't get a lot of news.
Yeah, so February 3rd, I think it was, there was Norfolk Southern is a train company. They had 193 cots, Hey! 193 cots. 20 of them had fucking... real fucking bad, nasty chemicals. About a mile away, a camera caught it, and it was, they call it a hot box, because one of the wheels were getting hot because of the metal.
Okay.
So it started sparking. Boy. And ended up splitting. So the train derails in a small little town called East Palestine, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. What a name.
Just a little bit outside after Pennsylvania. So all these chemicals are there, and they says, well, instead of having the chemicals here and have them explode, we're going to do a controlled burn. It looked like they fucking nuked the city. If you've seen the plume, like, wait till you see the plume cloud of,
see if you can pull that up. Now I'm interested.
East Palestine, Idaho chemical spill. This will blow your fucking mind.
I need another water. You want one?
Launch YouTube. Yeah, I'll take one.
Yes, we already.
You want some? Okay, thank you, Jets.
And then I got another one, and I think I might. Nope, I got three more left. I'm gonna have to get up to BJ's.
Palestine, Ohio chemical spill. Look at it. Look at the cloud.
Where you? Oh. Oh. How big of a radius?
They had to evacuate the whole town when they were doing this controlled burn. But now the people are coming and they're saying their eyes are itchy, the water, 30,000, the fish were fucking dying, there's fucking frogs fucking turning up over.
Yeah, three-headed frogs and shit. It's gonna fucking wreak havoc.
I hate this broad democracy now. Trying to get some. See, so this is the control burn.
After the fact, years away, not even, this is going to do such devastating damage to the environment.
Well, that's what they did. They buried the fucking chemicals. They made a burial.
So it's just going to fucking
You're
going
to fuck the soil up for fucking generations. Look at it. That was after the burn. Look at it. Look at the fucking clouds.
Did anybody record it when they set it off?
Yeah. Just one sec.
And how did they set it off?
They lit it on fire. So here's the seal. This is when it comes down. It was 20 miles.
New videos raising questions about the condition of rail cars involved in the fiery train derailment that happened last week in Ohio.
You may recall residents were forced to temporarily leave their homes after the train derailed in East
Temporarily?
Palestine. I know they say Palestine is what they say.
It's Palestine. Thank you.
Releasing hazardous chemicals. And the video on your screen now.
See the spikes?
Yep.
So that was 20 miles out before it really derailed.
Reached the site where it actually went off the tracks, derailed. Now the footage on your screen is captured by a security camera at an equipment plant in Salem, Ohio.
Let's bring in Erica Mokay. She's a reporter for our Pittsburgh affiliate KDK-TV.
Big lips.
What can you tell us about what this video is all about, what it shows, and what new questions does it raise?
Yeah, so the video that you're seeing is from Butech Bliss, and as you mentioned, it's an industrial equipment facility.
That's an Erica Monkey.
What? Erica Monkey.
Facility where this video was shot is about 20 miles from East Palestine, where that derailment happened, right? So the camera, when the train is passing that camera, when the footage was captured, this was around 8:12 that evening. The derailment happened, as I mentioned, 20 miles later at around 8:55. So this brings up the question of, okay, when was the crew on board made aware that there was an issue? So this brings up the issue of the detectors, which are alongside the tracks. And these detectors are in place so that the crew on board knows if there is something that is malfunctioning, if there is something that they need to be aware of, because if they're aware of that, it's to help them avoid the situation, exactly like the one that we are talking about here. Now, I spoke to a...
I don't know. The town's eviscerated. The town's fucked.
Yep. Most people don't want to go back there.
So I guess what I would do is, as I say, okay, it's a small town of 10,000. Let's just level the whole fucking town, and I'll build a new one.
You can't.
I know.
You can't. You can't build on top of something that's so toxic.
No, you'd have to, that's what I'm saying. I'd level the whole, and this would be a place where you couldn't do anything for at least 10 years.
At least.
You know, and then take all that people and just make a whole new look, a new economy somewhere, you know.
Pick another path.
For
the
amount of money they're
going to
pay out in fucking the damages on this, they could create a new town, is what I guess what I'm saying.
Yeah. When you look at it that way, yes.
You know, you're talking almost $1 billion. That could start a town.
Because if anybody's going to put up any place to live on that specific area where the toxicity is, it's not going to happen in my lifetime or their lifetime.
So, right, and then you look at it and you say that fucking cloud. People in Pennsylvania are going to get fucked. You know what I mean? This is not going to just...
It spreads. It's not just going to go up.
Go down. Yeah. It's not a basketball. Just go up and then just hit down. And you know what I mean?
Nope. Don't work that way.
I mean, we're going to catch some of it, for Christ's sakes.
It's very well possible.
Yeah.
What the hell? Was it Mount St. Helens? And all that smoke and ash and stuff that come out of that... Volcano.
That ash, yeah.
How many miles did that affect? How many states did it go into and affect?
Yeah.
Some less than others, but it's just
Mount St. Helen. What's
huge
that?
Huge. What's Washington State?
Oh.
Huge, huge.
And now, enlighten me more. What year?
Mount St. Helens.
Yeah, I know Mount St. Helens, but like the eruption in your lifetime?
Oh, yeah. Look.
Newsworthy?
Yeah. Look up Mount St. Helens in maybe the 70s or 80s. I'm not sure.
1970s Mount St. Helens eruption? No shit. I'll be damned.
I don't remember the exact date.
Minute by minute, the eruption of Mount St. Helens. Wow, footage of 1980s. Look at the plume cloud, Erica.
Off, yeah. But it went states, Wayne. Not just Washington State. It traveled. The ash. The devastation.
Wow.
It was just phenomenal. What year were you born?
80. So right when this...
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
I missed it. Oh, good. I get to see a little. I wanted to catch a news clip.
It was terrible. It was just seeing it on TV. It's like something... You're looking at something you've never seen before.
I mean, I remember hearing in school and stuff, they made a big, you know, there was a big hoopla over, you know, science. Wow, holy shit. Bring that back one more time. Wow.
10 years after.
Holy shit.
It was, and just, you know, if you really, you can't understand it unless you see how big Mount St. Helens was.
On May 18th, the bulge could stand no more, and as it broke loose and thundered down the mountain, it did so with a speed that kept millions of tons of earth airborne for the first several hundred yards. Earth propelled by an explosive force equal to that of a hydrogen bomb.
100 yards? Fuck you. You mean a couple hundred thousand yards? Look at the water. Wow. Okay, there's the homes. Holy shit. Wow, look at this. Look at this.
Nothing. I don't know how many miles. Nothing survived. Nothing. Not
Holy
an animal.
Holy shit.
Not a human. Nothing.
It's daylight.
That magma, that hot liquid that comes out of it. Lava.
There is a disease called silicosis that comes from people who breathe this over a long period of time. We just don't know enough about that. We don't know enough about this particular ash and its effect on health so far to be able to judge that.
Yes,
There was fear and there was death on Dark Sunday when the day turned pitch black. At
Jesus noon, Christ.
A day followed by Ash Monday. And Tuesday and Wednesday. With that one picture,
it looks like it reminds me of 9/11. That's the only perspective I can put that into. The way the ashes.
Black cloud drifted by, it left them with millions of tons of this volcanic ash that settled over their.
Good soil fertilizer.
And it sticks. And what do you do with it? It's everywhere. The job is simply overwhelming. The people here seem to be handling it with good humor so far, but it requires no...
Yeah, it looks like cons.
Somebody's going to figure out a way to bag it and sell it for fertilizer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you know how much people would... You know how much people... You know, that's a good friggin'... That's a good thought. Where is some of that ash? I bet you could put... like I said, you could bag it up and sell it for
it's too many years.
A lot of phosphorus, you know, rich in phosphorus, or CalMag, whatever.
To come to my mind.
Can I get a smoke?
Oh, yeah.
Then I gotta get going. I just want one.
If you want another one, so.
Yeah, I see it. That is something else, I'll tell you, Erica. I never,
Like, people, you know, when, Mount, what was the mountain in New Hampshire? The old man of the mountain.
Oh, the old man, yeah, it fell down.
And that crumbled.
Yeah.
People were selling pieces on, first thing I thought of. If I was down close enough when that happened, You grab some of the pieces of the old man and put it on eBay.
Yeah.
And people did.
Yep.
After my thought. I was on that bitch.
You know who was on that stuff? My father. He goes, let's go. He wanted to get a piece of the garden.
Very smart at times.
Yeah, he wanted a piece of the garden.
Of what?
The garden, Boston Garden, the brick. Well, like where like the fucking Celtics play.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I forget what year it was, but in like 95, they were gonna destroy it,
tear it down,
and rebuild the Fleet Center. So now it's TD Garden. It was the Fleet Center, now it's TD Garden. So he was like saying, he's like, shit. He goes, I'd love to fucking jump over the fence and get a fucking piece of that fucking brick. And
whatever you can carry,
whatever you can carry,
bagged.
Right? Exactly, because it was history. You know what I mean? Like you're never gonna see that again. And and that always stuck with me. And I says, oh shit. He goes, think about it. He goes, if you were my age and you still had this, and I think about it now, and I say, Jesus, the fucking piece of the garden. That would be and that's what they did. You know, they have in TD Garden a piece of, you know, the brick from Boston Garden.
Can it be bought, or is it just on?
No, it's placarded in the wall.
Oh, okay.
You know, as a token, because nobody really wanted to tore it down.
No, it's a piece of history.
And then the banks bought it, you know, so they could put their name on it, and they made it the Fleet Center, and fucking people were pissed. So TD Bank said, we'll buy it from the Fleet Center, and we'll make it the garden. So it's now the Boston TD Garden. So we kept the garden.
This is news to me.
Oh, this is my lighter. Jeez, yeah. It was under the paper.
I learned something today. I usually do learn something from you.
Oh, that's
every
good.
Visit. Some I might not like, but I listen.
Mm.
So the next time something devastating and you're close enough, just, you know, think about it. If you could be like one of the first ones there.
Well, I'll tell you, I have. So when you make money, they do them, we got plates. You know what I mean? Do you want like moles?
Okay.
And so like these plates make a $100 bill. Now if you had the plates, you could print money. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that kind of a plate.
Plate.
All right.
Okay. All right. All right.
Counterfeit.
Right. Or a mole. But you get what I'm saying? Like a stamp. Yep. It's like something that we like a machine that would push something down. Well, Aunt Jemima had a mole, and it was her face.
Yep.
And I got the bottle. And by the time Wayne gets my age, who's going to still have an Aunt Jemima bottle with the mole attached to the plastic? Because you could still use that mole. You could use to get some putty, and you have the recast of the mole. Right? It makes sense, right?
Mold.
Mold. The mold, yeah.
Who would you get to make a cast?
An iron company.
Trust, you know.
It would be an iron company. But the thing is you can get Play-Doh, and I can, because I got the syrup bottle, the Aunt Jemima, and her face is on the fucking bottle.
I wouldn't want to put anything with chemicals, and Play-Doh has chemicals in it. I wouldn't want to hurt the bottle by putting something unknown.
No, I'm just saying I'm just saying because if they ever destroy the plate, the original plate, it's no more.
That's it.
So you'd have to have something, either the production of the bottle.
It could be Vail.
Yeah. Oh. Run to the phone for a fucking fuck you.
Run. Got to squander.
Boot scootin' boogie.
Scootin' boogie. That fucking song sucked.
Yeah, so I got that. And then I got an old McDonald's fucking...
Where'd you get the Jemima bottle? From your father?
No, it was at the store, because I heard that they were going to... Because it was when this whole... You know, when Black Lives Matter kicked off,
yeah.
And they, you know, oh, it's slavery type shit for Angela.
Yeah,
like,
same thing. Was
what
a place
the fuck?
In Florida, Sambo.
Yeah, it's like, what?
They got rid of Sambo's down East Coast.
They got rid of fucking Paw Patrol, so I started buying up
Paw. What's that?
It's a cartoon, kids' cartoon. So I bought a Paw Patrol shit.
And so I says, Jen, next time we go to the store, we got to go to get an Aunt Jemima bottle. So they did have them up here. And I was like, oh my God. Once we were done with it, I fucking bagged it up and put it in a plastic bag. And yeah,
keep that someplace safe.
If you go to the store now, you'll see her, but you won't see them.
Original.
You won't see that fucking mole where her face protrudes out of the bottle. So I was like, yeah, we already. And because it was over historical shit, this new neo-slavery thing going on called Black Lives Matter. And they were fucking canceling everything. Anything from kids' cartoons to cops. They took Cops off the air. They took fucking, I'm surprised they didn't take Court TV off the fucking air. I mean, they erased a lot of shit just in a short amount of time. And they made baseball teams switch their names. The Indians, the Washington Indians.
There's
something different now. The Cleveland Indians, whatever. Different there.
Yes, I do remember Indians.
So there's something, all this new shit, and Aunt Jemima got caught up in the mix, and I started buying up.
No pun intended. That was a good one. Aunt Jemima got caught up in the mix.
Yeah. I know, bake mix now, I get it. Yeah. So,
speaking of pancakes, I gotta get them bottles.
Yeah. So, needless to say, I feel very rich.
Oh, you got, and what's the other one you got too?
I was doing a clean out. Out of an old home fucking somewhere up in fucking New Hampshire. I forget where.
That's something you could get into and look into.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't get the back for it no more.
Yep.
So, so we're doing the clean out and I'm pulling out some fucking insulation and shit, and it was the old stuff, the old
pink stuff.
Yeah, the pink gray mix. Oh God, do I hate! But you could tell it keep a house fucking warm. That shit was like fur, like sheep's fur.
Fucks with your lungs, huge.
No, I know. Yeah,
and your skin.
Yeah. So.
I'm
done with the box thing. So, what was it? So I'm peeling back the fucking insulation and, I see this toy and I'm looking at it and I'm sitting there and I'm really, and I'm like, it's McDonald's. I'm like, oh, this is McDonald's. And I'm fucking with it. And the guy goes, what do you got there? And I says, I found this McDonald's toy. Like I found it. So first off, hands off, fuck knows. You know what I mean?
Who was that?
It's some dude I was working for just recently. And so I I'm looking at it. Because, hey, I found it. It's mine. Yeah. Fuck you.
Watching you on the back of his head.
Right. So he goes, what you got there? And I says, I found a toy. This is an old McDonald's toy. He goes, oh, that might be worth money. And I says, yeah, it might be. And I says, why do you think so? And he goes, because. He goes, the paint might have lead. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Did he take it away from you?
No, I have it. I have it. Fuck that, I have it.
If it's got lead in it, you just keep it wrapped, keep it safe.
Yeah.
And keep it. So you know.
Yeah, because I'd have to get it tested to see if it does have the lead or not. Because at a certain time, all the McDonald's Happy Meal toys had lead in them. So a Happy Meal toy was going to a kid that can't have that. So... they, nailed it and void, yeah. No more. And that's when the big lead fucking thing is. So it'd be
with lead. You can't paint in lead, you can't do anything with lead.
Yeah.
Toys, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. So to have a McDonald's
lead, whatever.
Right, yeah. So just to have the McDonald's toy would
is that put away too?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's in my new pew.
It's in a cabinet way up. So fucking
in a bag?
No, I gotta get a bag.
You keep them in those Ziploc bags and then...
Yeah. Well, I put one of those bags that we get from, like, Market Basket. You could put, like, the vegetables and shit in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't hurt you to get a roll of bubble wrap, too.
Yeah, just wrap everything.
That's right. Individual and put it in a bag.
Put it in, yeah, you're right.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you've got a pretty good eye.
Well, I just came across him, and I was just thinking about it, you know, just a few years ago. Excuse me.
The Aunt Jemima? I like that.
The Aunt Jemima I just seen on TV, and it just hit me. I was like, and I was, that's when I was doing the investing and stuff, so I was like, oh, this is a beautiful one right here. Nobody's really, I bet you nobody's thinking about it. I says, anybody in my age bracket's not thinking. Some of them are, you know, some people think like,
maybe,
you know.
Yeah.
But I'm dying to find out how many right now in existence those bottles. You know.
I don't know how you go about that.
You can
look it up on eBay. That same exact thing as what you have, and see if
there's anything. Yeah, let's see if there is. I can't smoke these fucking cigarettes. They're wicked strong. Holy shit.
Can't bend. I can't afford to bend.
No, whatever. After smoking the weed and taking a few puffs of that, it's like, oh my god, I need a nap. Anything. Holy shit.
I don't give a shit. No bad. Anything to keep you.